we're going to have Ben Brandy, who's the shepherd of the logs down here, who has never paused in all the time he worked down there, to say, let me give you a lift for that luggage. He's helped us draw ice cream into the lake. He's been part of it from the beginning here, and he feels like he's half a son of Holden, too. So he'll close this part of the morning. The singing of My Country Citizen will all join him. And then afterwards, it's open house, and you can wander around and see everything in the village, even Chalet 3.
Well, my 4 minute speech has just been lengthened to 24 minutes. Thank you, Larry. I was a bit perplexed why I was asked to dedicate the new kitchen. That is, I was perplexed until this morning when I tried to put on some clothes I wore last year. I now realize I've had a great deal to do with the kitchen. Or perhaps it's just that I'm an unsavory rapscallion. The new kitchen is a work of art, a much more complex work of art than most realize. There is a certain beauty and visual pleasantness in every article, whether it be the red color of the new floor, the shape of the mixer, female or electric, the texture of the old pot sink, or the sheen of the new stainless steel ranges. But now, what does this work of art mean? The meaning is not in the edifice itself. The meaning is manifest in its transcendence, or what comes out of it, food. For without this, there is no meaning. The result of the labors of Al and Jean and their staff is what gives this work of art its meaning. And without this particular meaning, it would be difficult for us at Holden to find meaning to anything else. I don't think this should be taken for granted. One poet has said, "Pray for peace and grace and spiritual food, for wisdom and guidance, for all these are good. But don't forget the potatoes." Without the potatoes, it would be difficult or impossible for the Mavericks to build a sauna. So you see, the meaning of the kitchen is basic, even to the most basic, the sauna. The depth of this artistic work is really quite deep. There aren't many works of art whose meaning can vary from day to day and from meal to meal. Of course, there are certain presuppositions that must be kept in mind. One being that the meaning is determined by the subjective response, so it varies for all of us. In other words, you will like foods that others won't, and vice versa. One might say that it's a painting that everyone likes and dislikes. Another presupposition is related to Dr. Hong's example of the Cossack the other night. If you start buttoning it wrong at the bottom, you'll have something left over at the top. It's similar with food. There are bound to be leftovers. But here again, the kitchen takes on an entirely new and tremendous and exciting dimension, creating a new meaning out of leftover meaning, or a supper out of a dinner. What other piece of art has this flexibility? George Herbert has an interesting and perhaps relevant line in one of his poems. "By suppers, more have been killed than Galen ever cured." But this isn't necessarily true, or at least it can be viewed from a different perspective. Literature reflects this problem even before the time of Christ and attempts to give an answer. Aesop said, "Better beans and bacon in peace than cakes and ale in fear." And I think there is peace here, at least most of the time. I hope you now recognize and appreciate the magnificence of the kitchen as a work of art and the fantastic depth in its meaning. Thus, the kitchen is dedicated as the greatest and most meaningful artistic piece at Holden, the very basis of whatever we are able to do. To conclude, I would like to quote a few lines from Aunt Stevie by George Sands Bryan, which could just as well have been said by Dean. What has upheld you on your way? What has supported you when you faint? On what have you for strength relied? My victual, said the dear old saint.
Then we'll read it in our national anthem and then open house, or you can go through the voting booth or the beauty before if you wish.
Join me in this.
My country dear to me, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Let there thy soul reside, land of the pilgrims cry, from every mountain side, let freedom ring.
I'm going to take a minute. He didn't know I was going to say anything, but he'll have to let me know. I've been coming up here, either working up here for the mill or coming up on my own now for quite a while, and it's a tremendous experience to me, and I know it must be to all of you, too. And the thought I wanted to leave is what you're getting here will probably become most apparent to you after you've left, and this in itself will probably bring you back here many times. Thank you.